This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Donald Trump in Dallas. A little bit of a riot, but nothing like we've seen in some other locations. So the anti-Trump and the pro-Trump protesters ultimately were okay compared to what we had seen in other cities. There was a freelance photographer that was nailed with a rock, blood flying down his face. He was treated, and it was okay, as to say that it wasn't dramatic enough that he had to again, go to the hospital, have a whole bunch of stitches and that kind of thing. Still wasn't good, but that's it. So there weren't other melees that ensued, fist flying and whatnot in the crowd. There was it was an expectation that, perhaps that could happen, but no, in fact, it didn't. Hey, it's a big weekend for dads. We're going to be talking about dads and the father's role in what is now happening across this country and how important it is to be that father that's there. And we certainly know of some great fathers, many of you who call this show and many of you who sent me emails. In fact, I got a little teary-eyed when I looked at some of the mail. I thought it was very touching talking about fathers. I had a couple of young guys who emailed me to brag and boast on their fathers and talk about how their fathers were significant in shaping their lives. So very, very cool and bravo. You can certainly throw in your stories about your father if you want to this Father's Day as we usher in the weekend here. And plus, we're going to take you to the movies and all that fun stuff. And in between, talk about the tragedy in Orlando, more that's unfolding there, and also what's happening on the streets as far as talking about guns and talking about, you know, ultimately perhaps assault weapons being banned again as they were in the past. All right, as we always do, let's go to Washington and find out who's in the green room. Who's there?
Hey, it's Justin tonight. How are you doing?
Good. Justin Duckham joins us. How do you like the green room?
Oh, it's great. Very, very nice. Looks just like my apartment.
It looks like your apartment. Oh, no. I'm just picturing what your apartment might look like. Because if you're like me, and I know you are, where you're harried and you're running around, you're a doer, in other words. No grass grows underneath your feet, either in your personal life or professional life. And you know I'm the same way. So that means there's a lot of chaos around us otherwise.
God, you know me way too well.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's a good thing. It should be that way. Okay, so I mentioned the fact that, you know, in the campaign trail, Donald Trump was here in Dallas, and you've seen certainly some of what's happened in the various cities where he's gone between the anti-Trump people and the pro-Trump people, but actually it was pretty calm in Dallas. There was protests, but nothing got completely out of control. We're seeing that the more he goes out, the more that temper start to flare. It's usually kind of the norm that happens rather than it's peaceful. Do you expect much of the same as he visits other cities?
That's a good question. And, you know, frankly, this also kind of brings up the fact that, you know, he was in Texas, which was actually a pretty strange campaign place
yes.
to be. Yeah, I mean, Texas just is not considered to be a swing state. It's considered to be pretty comfortable territory. So it raises the question of whether or not he was looking for a good, big, friendly crowd, or if he was actually trying to do a legitimate campaign stop. So if this is a forebearer of things to come, we could see him going to other, similar friendly states to him and whatnot, perhaps even to avoid having the situations that we saw in New Mexico or Chicago or whatnot, like he, had a little while back. But either way, this kind of raises the fact that he is not running a conventional campaign, to say the least, since this would just not be a typical state for an early campaign visit, to say the least.
Yeah, no kidding. How about John McCain saying that the president was directly responsible for this attack in Orlando, the massacre, and then coming back and saying he misspoke? There had to be buzz in Washington about that.
Oh, there absolutely was. And, you know, typically John McCain is considered to be sort of a much more reasonable Republican than compared to Donald Trump. So this is what really kind of, shocked a lot of people. This was coming on the heels of Donald Trump making a statement earlier this week in which he used some very cryptic terms that essentially, you know, heavily implied that Obama was essentially, in league with terrorists, I guess, was the only way that you could actually reasonably interpret what he was saying. He was raising that as a possibility. So when McCain was saying that Obama was directly responsible for the situation, with ISIS right now, that certainly raised a lot of eyebrows and, caused a lot of concern. He said this while talking to reporters. He said it several times, repeating the directly, responsible line several times. And, then Democrats started to jump on that. We saw Harry Reid's office, who, are very sort of adept to playing kind of rope-a-dope politics. They play very tough, essentially accusing John McCain of being in league with, Donald Trump, who is somebody that John McCain has kind of held at a distance for quite some time. And then we saw John McCain back off that very quickly, saying that he misspoke, saying that he was not talking about the president personally, wasn't saying that he was personally responsible, but was, instead saying that it was his policies that were responsible. So this is actually significant, not really because John McCain made sort of a gaffe or, that he said something that was pretty ridiculous or changed his tune, but it does highlight the speed in which he changed his thought process on this, how vulnerable he and a lot of other Republicans are right now. You know, John McCain is up for re-election in 2016. He has privately acknowledged that this is probably going to be one of the harder races he's had. He's in Arizona, which of course has a pretty sizable Hispanic population, and he knows that if he goes too close to Donald Trump, he's certainly going to be in jeopardy. So the fact that he was working almost instantaneously after this remark, broke out to try to distance himself from the presumptive Republican frontrunner, that is very telling and something that we may see happen again as this campaign unfolds, a situation in which, Republican members may say something and then immediately try to distance themselves, from the specter of Trump, which is really, frankly, haunting all of their remarks right now.
No kidding. And we have the Bernie Sanders situation after meeting with Hillary Clinton earlier in the week. What's happening in D.C.? What's the conversation among the Democrats about Bernie Sanders and then heading to the convention? Does he ultimately give it up and give the reins over to Hillary, or what's going on here?
It's very interesting right now. We're actually seeing a lot of Democrats say privately that it is time for Bernie Sanders to essentially move away. But publicly, they're doing this with a very big caveat, essentially saying Bernie Sanders should be proud of the campaign he ran. He deserves to have the time to make his own decision, and are really just kind of frankly handling him with baby gloves right now. And this is a pretty obvious sort of acknowledgement of the fact that there is some concern that Bernie Sanders may not be able to essentially rally his young supporters behind Hillary Clinton, either out of reluctance on his part or due to just the fact that, his fan base are just never really going to be big Hillary fans. That's just sort of something that a lot of people have acknowledged. But tonight he did a live stream. He reached out to his supporters directly, said that the political revolution needs to continue, saying that he's not going to drop out, but he did at some point concede that he is going to be meeting with Hillary Clinton in coming days, and said in the much larger sort of response that eventually they are going to have to work very hard to defeat Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
He reiterated
yeah.
that that's going to be something he's going to work off.
Interesting. Great stuff, Justin. Thanks. We got to fly. We'll be back in a flash.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle thrill of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here on the show, appreciate all the emails, and boy, I'll tell you, it really is always a flood of emails. We'll get to that at the tail end of this hour. Some of the outpouring over the whole Orlando, the rage over what's going on in light of what happened last weekend, the massacre, our deadliest in the nightclub, and whether or not the wife of Omar Mateen should be charged. And apparently during the rampage, yeah, he called her during that rampage. So I'm thinking, as this grand jury looks at evidence, there's a darn good chance that's going to happen. And I think it should happen based on what I've read. Of course, I'm not seeing all the evidence that they're seeing at the grand jury, but this is also based on conversations with two attorneys in the area and some other people closer on the ground to what happened. And it's the pushback is interesting, although it's just very small at this point. And I think there's a really good chance that we're going to see that happen because of what she knew as to the possibilities of what could happen there when he was getting ammunition, there getting texts during what was happening. It's very tough to deny that. No calls to anyone to say, my husband's gone crazy, my husband says he's going to kill people at nightclub, my husband XYZ. And I think there's going to be a lot of interest in if, in fact, the grand jury says, okay, there's enough here to charge, and if, in fact, there is some sort of trial. This will be one to really pay attention to, my friends, because we keep talking about what people know and what people don't see, and and what could be stopped. In this case, we're talking about a situation where she clearly was there, was around for his rants and the fact that he was obviously taking it a bit further. I want to say this is kind of an odds and ends segment because there's so much we have to clean up. You know, I hate it whenever I, even as a kid, when I turn in, let's say, the TV news and they tell you XYZ happened, so-and-so is accused of cheating on their taxes and looks like they'll be charged with tax evasion and they're an upstanding citizen in Philadelphia or whatever because I grew up in the Philly, South Jersey area. And then you'd never hear what the payoff was. And when I say payoff, what's the end of the story? So we've talked about the Egypt airplane. And how about the black box found pulled out of the water? Yep, indeed. Because, you know, that pinging sound, there's only so much to how they can trace that and track that down. So as we were all horrified when, yes, another plane goes missing, yes, we're thinking terrorism, or was it somebody in the cockpit that was riled up? Well, they found the black box. They recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the wreckage of Flight 804. That's a huge breakthrough. Huge. Because will it solve the mystery of why that jet fell out of the sky and killed all those people on board, 66 people? So they find the wreckage, find the black box. They're piecing all of this together. Did the plane break apart in the air? Was it intact until it smashed into the water? This is what you do when there's an accident like this. And remember, this was a Paris to Cairo flight that was about 9,800 feet, they think. So that cockpit voice recovery is very, very big. And the idea, and this is why we always talk about black box, black box, black box, black box. I mean, why do they have that? Well, you all know that. Because the idea is it can survive a crash, a fire, and damage pretty much almost anything. And if it's unharmed, that's why they scurry to find those, because then they can figure out what happened, hopefully. Hopefully there's some sort of clue on that. Doesn't mean there will be. You could just hear yelling or hear something else. But a lot of times there is direct evidence that they can piece together, okay, this is what happened. Because it records the conversations of the pilots. Other noises from the cockpit has been taken over too as well. And it takes about 48 hours or so to be able to pull that all out. And once they do that, once they retrieve that, then they'll know more, have a better sense of what happened. Because some flight information, some of the data that they have, showed that a sensor had detected smoke in a laboratory. So what does that mean? And a fault in two of the plane's cockpit windows in the final moments of the flight. No terrorist group claimed any kind of, you know, responsibility. They think, you know, Egypt's civil aviation minister has said terrorism is a more probable cause than equipment failure, but they don't know that for sure. So it's still the guessing game, you know, at this point. So it's scary because in March you had the plane that was hijacked, diverted to Cyprus, and now you have this situation. But at least for the families, there's closure in the fact that they found the plane, and now that they found the black box, maybe those details so they have a better sense of what happened. In the meantime, this gator situation and Disney World, I was talking to, I have family that live very close to it. And of course, this is all the time on the air there because this just happened. And the questions they're asking is this on Disney? Do they do enough? What's going to happen now? And apparently, it was a movie night, and they were having a movie at the lagoon. So the question then becomes, well, you have a movie night with kids at a lagoon where there are gators. So now, because of that, one of the things we know they're doing, Disney is reviewing the gator signs, because there were signs up, but are they clear enough, that kind of thing at this point? Then the question is, do they do enough to warn visitors about alligators? And here's the thing, because I have family in Florida, some of them are Floridians, and they don't think so. They say, listen, we're from Florida. We know that. We know they're like giant lizards, and they can go from lakes to ponds to lagoons to whatever. So we know the possibilities. But people coming from other parts of the country, they're at Disney. Are they thinking there's alligators in the lagoon? And, of course, the answer is, well, no. And so many people want to blame it on the parents. But I think that you could certainly make a case for, okay, why is also Disney having a movie night on a beach at a lagoon where there's gators in the lagoon and it's mating season and they come out during this time period? I don't know. Seems like a no-brainer to me that would you really want to do it? I mean, it's going to be, I guarantee it's going to be a huge, huge legal case. There's just no question that, you know, look, these people are going to leave there. They're leaving there with the body of their son, and there's going to be a lawsuit. And this is the Graves family from Omaha, and they went to Disney, of course, with the family. And the little boy's name was Lane. He was playing at the edge of the lagoon, they say, when the gator grabbed him under the water. The father tried to stop the alligator. Couldn't do it, of course, because you know what their jaws are like. So the two-year-old's body was recovered Wednesday after an all-out search. The family can't believe it. Imagine that. That's, you know, it's just an unspeakable thing. And so they're leaving Disney. Of course, they've left Disney or leaving Disney. And you just have to think they've got, they had a four-year-old daughter and this little boy, this two-year-old boy, that's who was with them. And the governor of Nebraska released a statement saying no family should ever have to experience such horror. So the family members, of course, have not spoken out. They just have released messages through people they know because they, you know, they don't want to talk to anyone at this point. But I think we're going to also hear much more about this. I would be shocked if there isn't some sort of a lawsuit here. All right, stay with us. Polls pouncing on the campaign trail in 2016. Where are we? We're going to take you there next.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do this to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my food.
All right, let's take you on that campaign trail. 2016, we know all roads lead to Philly and Cleveland, meaning the Democrats and the Republicans. So a couple of things. What about the polls? What's the latest in the polls? The latest in the polls have Hillary Clinton beating Donald Trump head-to-head. This is a CBS poll, and give or take the margin of error. It's interesting because let's see also what happens when we swing into another night. A little bit of what happened with the shooting would be reflected in this poll, but not completely, which makes it, I think, a little bit more interesting to me. Because who gets the edge, do you think? And in a sick way, I don't mean it in a positive way, but when we're feeling not so secure in the United States, the question becomes, who is the strongest? In other words, in just a dead heat poll of everybody, where you're asking that open-ended question, who is it that pops up on your screen? Who makes the grade in that department? Who do you feel safer with? If it is, in fact, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, as it is looking like. We know there's the email deal in the background. Loretta Lynch could make some kind of a decision there that could affect Hillary Clinton, but so far not at this point. So at this moment, at least in that particular poll, things have switched. But I think in other polls, it's perhaps a little bit less. Like, Rasmussen poll has Clinton leading Trump by 5 points, so that's pretty close. No, I think it's going to come down to a neck-and-neck race. I really do. I don't think it's going to be a blowout no matter what on either side. 44% of likely voters prefer Hillary Clinton, 39% Donald Trump, 14% of likely voters still prefer some other candidate, keep wishing, 4% of likely voters still undecided. 64% of those who consider the Orlando massacre a terrorist attack favor Trump, which was my question. 16% of those consider the Orlando massacre a terrorist attack favor Clinton. As for the likely voters who consider the massacre a gun control issue, 83% favor Clinton, not a surprise, 4% favor Trump. In that case, most Democrats are siding with Hillary Clinton. That hasn't changed. Trump's numbers with Republicans haven't changed, so that's the same. 83% of the Democrats favor Clinton. That's up from 73%. 73% of the Republicans favor Donald Trump. And this is pretty interesting. Among the voters who don't identify as Democrat or Republican, Clinton leads Trump 36% to 31%, so that's tight. 34% like someone else or haven't made a decision. In other poll results, 15% more women voters like Clinton than Trump. 6% more male voters prefer Trump over Clinton. For what it's worth. For what it's worth. Somebody asked Trump on the lower poll numbers. And what did he think? And, you know, this is campaign talk on the trail. As I said, I'm taking you on the trail in 2016. We've been doing that. We've had all kinds of people on. We analyze this from every single direction possible. I always say, if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, you know you're invited to this show to throw in your two at 855-266-5283. Donald Trump says the only thing he can do is for falling poll numbers is to do what I'm doing. He said that on an interview this week on the record with Greta Van Susteren, rather. He said his numbers will probably see, you know, some sort of an upswing now that people see him tougher than Hillary Clinton on terrorism. He said he's also much tougher on the military, much tougher on the borders. He said while he's going to continue to do what he's doing and see how it turns out, he says Clinton doesn't have the right temperament and would be a disaster as president. If people want her, I guess that's going to be their choice. That's how he sort of finished the conversation. And we have till November, you know, so November is basically D-Day. And we can speculate, we can look at the Magic 8-Ball, we can look at the tarot cards, we can have elephants point their trunks to who is going to win this election. But, you know, it comes down to the party machines on both sides, how they're pushing, what direction they're pushing in, what the message is that's getting out. Until the American people come out in extraordinary numbers, it's really hard to steal a phrase from probably, I want to say, the 80s, rock that vote. Because you have to get out there in numbers to push that line in whatever direction it's going to push. You know, it's like when they talk about, well, they had the popular vote. What counts is who wins. However we're counting them, whatever we're doing, who wins? And while all of that is happening, and the issue now, because of Orlando especially, becomes terrorism and guns, the discussions about guns are always opened up, but this reopens every question about background checks and permits and all that. The other thing that's discussed so much is, what are we calling it? And you had Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, who says, you know, the president needs to do what's right for the American people by defining our enemy and saying, yeah, we're at war, or war has come to America. It's in our communities. It's been told to us by the FBI. She says he should be able to say, we've got to get in behind this and we have to defeat them. She referenced the killings, you know, San Bernardino, Chattanooga, Tennessee. We have to realize these people who feel like we Americans deserve to know what's coming. they're focused on carrying out jihad. We have to put a stop to this. We've got to define our enemy. I think we have to do a better job of not letting them slip through the cracks. I mean, the story is so chilling that you have a gun shop who sells, the guy sells plenty of guns to plenty of people, loves what he does, has been around for a long time. And Omar Mateen wanders in, and he just knows something's not right. He does a check. He doesn't feel right. He's not going to sell him assault rifles. He calls police. He calls them and says, you know, a guy came in here, blah, blah, blah. This was the deal. This is who it is. But nobody checks it, does anything about it, asks a few questions. Eh. So we get a call from this guy. Okay. Put it in the pile. Now, I don't know where all of that bounced around, but for sure, he did try to reach out to somebody. For goodness sake, when we have people that are dealing with somebody, they look straight in the eye, they want to buy XYZ, and this person gladly believes in guns, will sell people guns. It's not about that. It's his shop. He's popular. He sells them. But he's saying, not to this guy. Remember the FBI agent in the Midwest, when 9/11 happened, knew, was tracking the fact that there was these, and she had somebody come to her, that there were a few people that came to get flight lessons who didn't want to know how to land. Just show us how to fly the plane and take off. That's all we need. They paid in cash, giant heaps of cash. So somebody did realize, yeah, this isn't right. Something's not right here. So they go, they talk to someone. The FBI agent raises her hand, tries to get people to pay attention. Not really doing that. Not really sharing that information. And that's what, to me, is the most frightening part. Because if we don't share the information with some of these super smart people in these intelligence agencies, if those leads don't quickly get fed out where they should go, well, then how are you going to continue to stop the lone wolf terrorists or any of the terrorists? Could we have stopped San Bernardino? I think Orlando had a chance. I don't know about San Bernardino. But because of now what we're hearing, I think there was a chance. If I said this the other night, it's really the truth. If I am a relative, a friend of any way connected to any of the people who died, I'm very upset. Because I'm hearing this. If I'm hearing this, you're telling me that there was a chance somebody could have said something's not right here and they tracked down a lead and stopped him before anything happened. Oh, that is depressing. Very depressing. Nobody wants to be in that position, right? Of course not. So we go back to the drawing board. And as Americans, I don't know, as Americans, what can we do? We say be more diligent, not paranoid, not fearful, just more diligent. That gun shop owner, the first one, he tried. He tried to say, yeah, something's not right. I'm not going to do it. Something's not right. I would gladly take the cash. I would gladly sell my wares and have no problem. But this just doesn't feel right, so I'm not going to do it. So to that I say, bravo that he tried, but had no luck. That's frustrating. Coming up, we hear from you. Checking the mailbag here on America Tonight.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. ListenClear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And ListenClear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This hour, anyway, for America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Happy Father's Day to all celebrating Father's Day. It is a very, very big day for so many people, and a lot of you recognize that it's a really big day because you mentioned it in the massive amount of email that I received. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Teddy. Kate, I don't know if you know it or not, but I bet you do because you're up on such things. And hey, it's all over the place. Father's Day. I have to tell you, my father was the greatest. I miss him every single day of my life. He died just a couple of years ago, but he was so encouraging to me as a kid. I was kind of awkward as far as sports was concerned, but I always tried my hardest. And he said that was good enough. All that mattered is that I left it all out on the field. He told me the same thing about academics. I was much better at school, and today I run a small company, and I think it's so much due to what my father taught me, the fact that he really instilled in me the fact that I could do it. I could be what I wanted to be, and I didn't have to be in an image of what other people thought I should be, if that makes sense. So I always went out and took the leap and did whatever I thought was necessary, what I thought I wanted to do. And I'm damn proud of that, and I'm proud of him. So happy Father's Day, Pop. Okay, how about this one from Joe, who says, Kate, I listen to the show. I have been listening on and off for a long time. Excuse me. It depends on my schedule as to when I can tune in, but if I can't catch it live, I always catch a replay of it, rest assured. And I like the way that you let people say what they want to say and always invite all sides on, and shame on people if they don't take the advantage, because you certainly are not locking anybody out of that conversation. So here's the deal. That was how my father was. My father was somebody who thought everybody deserved a chance to say, everybody deserved a chance to be heard. And that's what I think your show's about. And because he was that way, I instilled that in my own family, and I feel as though my kids are pretty well-rounded. They might have their opinions and stand strong to their opinions and back them up, but yet at the same time, they are willing to listen to others, and I think that's important. So many people these days are talking over each other, and I find that very, very sad. Nice. Well said. Yeah, you know, that's the deal. That's the deal with how my mother was. And I think, you know, for me, there, as much as I think you should stick to your, meaning you have your opinion, right? So you should be able to defend your opinion and stick to your opinion. But to listen, to be able to listen to the conversation, yeah, I mean, of course, absolutely. No question about it. The more that you can at least hear other people out, the better kinds of conversations certainly will have. All right, and this one is from Tim, who says, Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I became a new father a couple of years ago, and it's the best thing ever. It sort of changed my opinion about the world. I get scared for my young son when I think of what may happen in the next 10 to 20 years here. I hope he still has a chance at growing up in a world where he has freedom of speech and freedom to express himself and not to live in fear of what may happen when he steps out of the front door. Oof, amen to that. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Kate. It's been a while. I happened to be up late and hear you and wanted to check in and see how you are and leave you with a thought about the Florida thing.
Okay.
Anyway, I hope you're doing fine.
I'm good. Tom, I am good. It's nice to hear your accent. Another Easterner. I love that accent. Are you in Baltimore?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, yeah, Baltimore.
I work for the city. I'm retired now and live in a suburb of Baltimore, the next county over, Carroll County.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. Yep. Spent a lot of time in Baltimore and around that area, yeah.
Lived in Baltimore County for a while. I just sold a house about 5 years ago there. It's becoming more like the city, so you got to kind of keep moving
out. Yeah, exactly. I like it. What's on your mind?
Well, the Florida thing.
Mm.
Absolutely, I think, and it's been, God, I will date myself seriously if I tell you how long it's been since I've been to that resort. I think it's probably been over four decades.
Wow.
Isn't it a closed area? You can't just walk into that area. You have to pay to enter and
yes,
enter
yes,
the different facilities. And I think when you have a place like that, that they would take on a fiduciary responsibility to provide at least some basic precautions and warnings, especially when it comes to an apex predator that might eat your child. That is outrageous. You know, I lost my kid one time, and it really gave me a new appreciation for the leashes that you see kids on. I used to think, you know, that doesn't seem right. But I was at a mall with my young son. He was about five at the time, and this was a long time ago. He's an adult now. But we were in a bookstore, and I would corner him to make sure that, you know, he was penned in if he was with me, because he could walk, and he liked to look at the different magazines. What I didn't realize was there was an adjoining store where they had opened up part of a wall, and he crawled under one of the racks and got into the next store. Well, I didn't know the next store had that kind of accessibility, and I don't know if you ever lost a kid before, but time panic.
Scary.
Real quick, you think, well, he was right here. Where could he have gone? He wasn't beamed up by aliens. And then I think it probably took 30 seconds, seemed like an hour. But, you know, like, again, it happens very quick. You get louder and louder, and then you're screaming the kid's name, and you're running everywhere. And finally I found him. But, wow, they can get away that quick. And I just, my heart goes out to these parents. I just cannot imagine. Awful. You know, a place like that should know better. Even with the people with the gorilla, you know, a child should not be able to breach an area like that. I don't blame those parents. I don't know how long he was away from the folks at the zoo, but again, they can get away so quickly.
Yeah.
And lastly, I wanted to leave you with this. They named some hero cops with the Orlando incident. And I thought, are you kidding me? And they said, well, he dragged some of the survivors out. What were they doing for 3 hours? I mean, do firemen stand around and wait for the fire to be safe before they try to rescue people? If that's
no.
I told you I retired from the city. I was a cop. And we were immediately. It wasn't like the guy said, look, don't come in or I'll shoot people. He was shooting people. That's the job. I think they were a disgrace, that department and those cops. And I think they were cowards. And I'll say that and defend that to anybody who wants to say otherwise.
Yeah. Tom, thanks for saying that. I mean, I agree. I wondered about the timeline myself. I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and they've expressed to me, wow. I mean, yes, you're worried about other people inside, but are you kidding? He's already been there shooting however many rounds off. How do you not get in there and bust it up? I completely agree with you. Very, very strange. Always a great caller, Tom. Good to hear from you. Thanks for throwing in your two. And as he says, it is crazy. Hero cops, 3 hours. 3 hours. You know what it reminds me of? As he says that, remember the mall attack? And I want to say it was in Nairobi. Yeah. I told you, you want to see something chilling? You look it up. It's a documentary about it. Oh. And the footage they have and how long it took the cops there to go into that mall. Hours. Hours, and people were getting shot, people while they're outside, what do we do? People then finally are rescuing themselves, figuring out ways to get around where the various gunmen are, and it was so brutal to see that on videotape because they had cameras, you know, they were store cameras, and they had footage of it. Oof. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight. Appreciate you all.
Doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.